This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom, come to the water cooler. It's time for the water cooler chats. Hey, Tom, did you hear that PTV are giving refunds when the trains run late?
Well, that means they'll be broke within a bloody week, won't they?
Chris Hemsworth put Snickers bars in his daughter's shoes just to get her on a ride at an amusement park.
Do you think he got that tip from Tom Cruise? Or maybe he needs to pass it on to Anthony Kalia, then he could order a drink at a bar.
I know you're a follower of Khloe Kardashian on the Instagrams because she just uploaded a picture that she had about 14 fingers. She'd photoshopped it so awfully.
Well, I can tell you what, that's going to make her very popular with the boys. All the girls, won't it?
Hey, guys. Streets has hidden golden tickets inside the Golden Gay Times with the chance of winning either a lifetime supply of Golden Gay Times or 10K cash.
Ooh. Oh, that's great. All I need is another excuse for gay old time, isn't it? Yeah.
Did you see this week's episode of Game of Thrones? Well, in one scene in the Middle Ages set fantasy show, a Starbucks cup can be seen sitting on the table in the background.
Well, you know what? That makes perfect sense to me, because the last time I had Starbucks, it tasted like it was made in the Middle Ages.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Vegan mum uses semen as part of her skincare routine, but she also blends it in her smoothies.
That's probably why in some clubs I'm known as a very ferocious vegan.
So there's this news article where Rebecca Judd, the Melbourne WAG, has said that she's found drug use at Coachella extremely confronting.
Oh, God. Oh, honey. It's like saying the amount of food at Woolworths is confronting. What do you expect at a music festival?
Hey, Tom, I hate the royals, but on Monday, Prince Harry made a press statement announcing the birth of his child, telling reporters, Mother and baby are doing incredibly well. It's been the most amazing experience I could have ever possibly imagined.
Well, Harry, I hate to tell you the job's not over yet. You still got to hire a ton load of servants to raise a little bugger, don't you?
The photo rating site Beautiful People that lets users vote whether someone is attractive or not has revealed the most people rejected from their site by users as ugly are from the UK.
Well, Mikey, next time you do a profile, make sure you tell him you're Italian. You might have a chance.
Look, Tom, a flight attendant had a neat trick to calm a crying baby down on a flight by blowing bubbles for the baby. How cute.
Oh, well, that's exciting to know, because next time we're in the studio, I'll make sure I bring a bubble machine just to shut you up.
I got another one here. A Canberra university was evacuated yesterday over a suspected gas leak, but firefighters found the unpleasant smell was coming from a discarded durian fruit.
Oh, my God, if they took a whiff of the Joy Studios, we wouldn't be evacuated. We'd be condemned.
Finally, Tom, NASA scientists have revealed that since the 1969 Apollo 11 mission, the moon is now 50 metres smaller in diameter.
Well, that goes against everything I heard. I thought as balls got older, they got bigger.
In California, a hidden security camera has caught a woman hired a dog sit to a couple of pooches walking around the house stark naked and leading her boyfriend in and out of her client's bedroom.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. She's just teaching the dogs how to fetch a bone.
Look, apparently Foxtel reported an influx of customers calling to cancel their subscriptions now that Game of Thrones has finished.
Well, I can believe that, because did you see the way the series ended? I'd be asking for my 8 years worth of subscription.
Did you hear that Aussie actor Margot Robbie has been announced to be the new face of Chanel Perfumes?
Well, that makes sense. Wasn't her character the only thing about that Suicide Squad movie that didn't stink?
Cheeky man, you. People are outraged that philanthropist, humanitarian and actor Meghan Markle has listed her official occupation on baby Archie's birth certificate as Princess of the United Kingdom.
Well, I don't see a problem with that. Whenever I leave the airport, I always put Queen on my card.
Jess, you know, this is all yours.
This might be me. Has won a court case against his former employer who fired him for refusing to give them a fingerprint to clock on and off, claiming his biometric data is personal and private information.
Well, you know, that sort of thing doesn't really bother any of us here because, you know, we couldn't count how many times we've given people our DNA.
Now, I've got one for you there, young sir. Did you see The Voice this week and a comment from a contestant, irritated boy George, to the point that he threw a diva tantrum and stormed off the
stage? I don't understand what's up his pants. He's like a one-hit wonder. Come a chameleon, that was it, right?
Turn off that music, young boy, because you're about to be schooled. This is what we were talking. Jess, help me out here. Boy George, one-hit wonder.
No.
What's he done lately?
1984, he was the voice of a generation. Culture Club, there must have been 30 number one songs we had to go through.
Show me the charts now, Tom. Where's he at?
Where's he at now is probably one of the world's most famous DJs that gets around. He's probably on 3 or 4 different TV shows. Mate, you're still here volunteering at Joy. He's pointed at himself trying to go.
Hey, you're here as Joy as well, okay? We're in the same boat.
Yeah, but I ain't bagging boy George.
Oh, true, you aren't, hey? Shouldn't do that. Neighbour star Colette Mann has been busted telling overseas fans how to rort the system and vote for her co-stars to win the most popular actor and actress Logies this year.
Oh, sweetie, if she's that desperate, I've got plenty. I can lend her one of mine.
Hey, guys. A Colombian woman subjected her cheating husband to a humiliating public shaming, forcing him to lie naked on the roof of their car while she drove down busy streets.
What, they call that public shaming? I just call it a Saturday night.
The Gogglebox couch is about to get even more crowded when Sarah Marie and Maddie announcing they're expecting a baby boy.
Well, I'm very happy for them, but to be honest, I thought it was going to get Jad would be the first one to get pregnant from that dog Bane. Have you seen the way up to his leg?
Passengers were stunned this week when they recognised Prince Harry on board a commercial British Airways flight from Rome to London.
Oh, you mean poor Harry was stuck flying business class with all the common millionaires?
Poor sod. Golly, so much money in this world we've been finding out today. Irrelevant, sorry. Tefl have just released a new best-selling toaster that cooks both toast and eggs in under 5 minutes.
Well, that's pretty slack. I got one of those 19 years ago. His name is Wayne, and he does bacon and coffee with it as well.
Hey, meeting with the royals yesterday, Prime Minister Scott Morrison presented the Queen with a quirky gift, a book about Australian champion racehorse Winx.
Yes, Her Majesty took a quick look at that and said, oh no, not another autobiography about Camilla.
Later, Prince Charles told the Aussie PM, you must be incredibly jet-lagged, to which ScoMo replied, it's easier this way, it's much harder going home.
Well, I could believe that, because it would be difficult going home when you've been the only one at the party not invited or wanted.
So mean.
In grim news, though, the Breakthrough National Centre for Climate Change has issued a report predicting the end of human civilization as we know it by the year 2050.
Whoa. Oh, but in good news, though, Cher's new album is still on track to be released in 2053.
I know you can make a joke about that one.
I love Cher. She'll be going forever, is what we're saying.
I'm still going to be alive then. Yeah. Yesterday, Australian Federal Police officers raided the ABC's headquarters in Sydney.
And what did they find? Oh, yes, I heard there's a bear in there and a chair as well.
On her radio show, Jackie O revealed she never negotiated a salary for her work as a judge on Popstars reality series back in 2000, stating she only earned $67 cash a day to cover expenses.
Well, that's just like our show here on Joy, only we forgot to get even $67.
A doctor who was examining a patient found a spider crawled inside of his ear.
Well, I'm not shocked about that because God knows what they'd find in one of my orifices.
Uber Air has announced that after LA and Dallas, Melbourne will be the third city where they'll be trialling passenger helicopter flights between the CBD and the airport.
Well, I'm going to bet you when the helicopter turns up, it'll still be on the wrong side of the street to pick me up.
Don't give me this one because you know I can't say the name. What's the name?
Arena Shake, who divorced Bradley Cooper after rumours about him in A Star Is Born, co-star Lady Gaga spread, has apparently unfollowed Gaga's Instagram.
Oh, poor Gaga. Only 35.9 million followers left. So I'm catching up.
Yeah, you're not talking too bad for yourself.
Twitter has blown up this week with rumours resurfacing that our Prime Minister packed his dacks in a McDonald's store after Cronulla lost the grand final in 1997.
I'm still trying to read that. He cracked his dacks?
Packed his dacks.
Apparently he pooped himself.
Was it just the nuggets or the whole quarter pound?
As long as it wasn't a thick shake.
That took me a minute to say.
I can't get over that one.
Yeah. Oh, Amy Schumer has divided the internet after sharing a photo of herself still wearing only a bra and comfy hospital undies 5 weeks after the birth of her son. Some have applauded the comedian and film star for being honest about postpartum life, and others are feeling her to put on some decent clothes and grow up, they're trying to say.
Well, I have one thing to say, Mr. Amy Schumer. Where can I buy those sexy knickers from?
Finally, the Fox FM have just announced that former Gogglebox V Jones will be filling in for Phoebe Box while she's on maternity leave.
So she gets to co-host with Brendan Favola, and I'm stuck here for 20-year-old still trying to go through puberty. I'm calling my agent.
Hey, Tom. Actress and author Bella Thorne has said she took her power back from a hacker who threatened to leak nude photos of her by posting the topless pics herself on her own Twitter account.
Shit, that pisses me off because I've been sending nude photos to those hackers for years and no one yet has leaked one.
Okay, so the new reboot of the Men in Black films is open to a franchise low of just $28 million.
Mm. Well, I can believe that because no one wants to watch a movie about Men in Black. We want to see Men in Mesh Thongs.
Oh, you're nasty.
According to royal rumours, one very senior member of the royal family has reportedly taken to calling Meghan Markle the degree wife because she'll only last 3 years.
Well, shade, who knew Lizzie was such a bitch?
And finally, Carrie Bickmore is furious, calling her radio co-host Tommy Little and her crew the most horrible people I have ever met after a prank in London, which led her to believe she was interviewing Sir Elton John, but it turned out to be Ray, a world-renowned Elton John impersonator. What a stitch-up.
Well, Mikey, now might be a good time to tell you that our last guest here, the well-renowned Taylor Henderson, is not really Taylor Henderson, but an impersonator.
Oh, no, maybe the real one will actually like me. A Florida woman has been arrested and charged. Caught on an ice cream store's CCTV, picking her nose and urinating into the ice cream machine.
Well, I can understand that. Ben and Jerry's must be starting to struggle coming up with new flavours. I'd probably eat it.
Reactions were mixed this week when it was announced the newest live-action Disney's princess, Ariel, from The Little Mermaid, would be played by African-American actress Halle Bailey. Her differing appearance from the original cartoon has fans hashtagging, not my Ariel.
Oh, well, that is true because mermaids are from Greek mythology, so I'm going to say she'll be played by Effie. Hello, good thanks, you know.
British TV host Lizzie Cundy, that's the last name, revealed this week that when news broke that her good friend Meghan Markle was romantically involved with Prince Harry, she got back a text confirmation stating, what a catch.
Well, hang on, wait a minute. How many dates did it take for this genius to figure out a multimillionaire, an heir to a throne, is a catch?
All about money with you, Tom. All about money.
Gwyneth Paltrow has been shaded to Sebastian Stan's 3.9 million Instagram followers after he revealed the actress introduced herself to her multi-movie co-star for the third time at a recent charity event. Paltrow, who plays Pepper Potts in Marvel's Avengers films, just can't seem to recall working with Stan and plays Captain America, who plays Captain America's best mate, Bucky Barnes.
Well, you know what? I can believe that because you know her Goop, which is the name of her company, it's actually Latin for I've got a memory like a goldfish. Goop, goop.
Who remembers a co-star anyways? Emma Ruciano admitted this week that she self-sabotaged her own radio career last year after taking some big ego hits when Ed Cavalli and Grant Denyer were introduced to her show.
I think I might have to give Emma a call. I've been working with you for 5 months trying to get fired and I haven't yet. Tell me.
Hear? No. Carl Sanderlands has launched a tirade aimed at Jamie Oliver, calling him a precious celebrity who sprinkles seeds on top of food after learning the reason the celeb chef has continually refused to appear in his hit radio show. Apparently, Oliver has said that he doesn't want to be involved with a show that makes too many headlines.
Well, that's really good. So, Andy, you should give him a call. It'd be pretty easy to get him on our show then, won't it?
Sorry. Donald Trump insists his demand that four Democrats go back to where they came from wasn't racist, and he doesn't have a racist bone in his body.
Well, I'm going to tell you for once that man is telling the truth. He does not have a racist bone in his body because he's known as an invertebrate, like a slug.
And it's like gave me more of a laugh because I felt bad because I didn't laugh the first time. Producers on UK reality series Love Island have been forced to tell the male contestants to stop masturbating in the shower.
They don't masturbate, they masturbate.
I'm real British. Masturbate in the shower after one of the islanders got more than they bargained for when they entered the bathroom without their shoes on.
That's so upset, really. It's just like free foot lotion.
Ew, Tom!
Leonardo DiCaprio gave Brad Pitt an iceberg-sized cold shoulder when he wouldn't quit asking about that famous floating boat door scene on the Titanic, calling it the biggest controversy in modern cinema.
Well, I'm going to tell you the biggest sinking ship in modern cinema is Brad Pitt's career at the moment.
You're firing shots at people that we can't even get interviews with. All right. And finally, the latest fad for getting a bootylicious body is to light a fire in a pot and stick your butt cheek in the pot with the vacuum of hot air making your backside swell.
Well, look, Mikey, you're too young to remember this, but we had a man called Professor Sumda Miller who was doing this experiment with Cadbury TV ads years ago. You know what you do? You learn to suck a boiled egg through a bottle with a bit of heat. Yep.
You did, I remember
that. I thought you were going somewhere really gross with that one, Tom.
Singer Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello made waves this week during a day at the beach. Cabello wore a whole white one-piece swimsuit that basically turned transparent after taking a dip in the warm Miami water. But despite being spotted kissing, the pair remain coy on the dating status.
Well, can I just say, don't hide it, sweetheart. Come out and celebrate your relationship and then maybe get Shawn a matching suit through a white swimsuit while you're there.
Hey guys, Celine Dion's inner circle feels that her backup dancer and toy boy Pete
Pepe.
Oh yeah, I'm not even saying his name. Has too much influence over the singer since the death of her husband, saying the only people around her now are Pepe, the hairdresser, and the stylist.
That sounds fantastic. If I had a toy boy, a hairdresser, and a stylist, why would I want anyone else to come around here?
Well, a Brizzy mum has received death threats after advertising a rare collectible toy from the Lion King movie on eBay with a starting price of $5,000. Online trolls told the woman she was a waste of space and didn't deserve to breathe air.
Well, have these people not seen Lion King? All I can say is Makuna Matata.
Makuna Matata. Makuna Matata.
Former Bachelor star Matty J has revealed his all-new Monty castmate broke the ice before meeting for rehearsals of the TV strip show by sending each other dick pics in a WhatsApp group at chat. The first to do so was NRL star George Burgess, but the one who remained quiet on the chat was actor John Wood.
Andy, if you're listening, can we please get John Wood in here for an interview? I've got lots of questions, and maybe I might be able to get hold of his phone.
And finally, a geeky spectacled redhead weighing in at 68 kilograms has become the unlikely first ever winner of Australian Ninja Warrior, taking away the $100,000 prize money.
That sounds like me, a geeky spectacled a redhead. Do you think if I might run down to Channel 9 now, they might give me the check?
Nick Kyrgios has stepped up his usual crazies at the Rogers Cup, getting a conduct warning after mouthing off at an umpire for not bringing him a white towel. He wanted this white towel so badly, he so sorely needed it in the middle of a straight sets loss.
Oh, well, poor princess. I've got plenty of white tissues. You can come over here and have a cry into Nick.
Oh, Thomas, aren't you a kind man?
So the new season of The Block has been accused of sabotaging team's chances of turning a profit, making room renovation timelines completely unachievable for the contestants. The first guest bedroom had to be completed in only 3 days, with an ensuite delivered to the judges with just a few days later.
Well, I don't understand what they're worried about. Oh, who wouldn't want to spend millions of dollars on a 5-bedroom, 5-bathroom house renovated in 6 weeks by amateur builders?
Seriously, though, that Block thing is ridiculous. Have you watched it? They're so rude to them.
I try not to. Hey, look, I've got one for you here, Mikey. Domino's in the UK are predicting a pizza shortage if a no-deal Brexit goes ahead, with chains stockpiling ingredients including tuna, pineapple and frozen chicken.
I'm sorry, but who puts tuna on a pizza? Pineapple I can deal with. Frozen chicken? You can get fresh chickens. What do you mean? They have nothing to do with pizza. I'm so sorry about that, but that is ridiculous.
Oh, I've never seen the Italian squirt off so quickly.
He's a stallion.
It's not hard to do. Why put frozen chicken on a pizza? Sorry, let me press the bubbles.
He tries to butch it up, but that list and that wrist still swings, doesn't it? Yeah.
So Disney has confirmed that a reboot of Home Alone franchise is on the way. The original series, you know, the one with Macaulay Culkin, mm-hmm. was about that outwitting a couple of robbers when his parents completely irresponsibly left him behind on a family holiday.
Well, I can tell you the reboot's about a young DJ, Mikey D, surviving alone when Mama D goes out shopping for a few hours.
Oh. It's a terrifying time of my life, I'll tell you what. And finally, embarrassment struck on last night's episode of The Bachelor when the rose Matt went to hand to his date, Nicole, suddenly broke in half. Amidst laughter, Matt recovered the situation, asking Nicole, will you accept this slightly shorter rose?
Well, all I can say is good luck, Nicole, because hopefully it's the last time he's going to give you anything that's a little bit too short.
A dick joke to end the show, isn't that great? True to Mikey, Tom and Mikey's theme.
Halloween is just around the corner, and this year, confectionery brand Skittles are celebrating with the Zombie Skittles, which have surprise rotten flavours hidden within the normal sweet candy shells.
Well, I think that sounds fantastic. So kids will get to taste of the rainbow, including their own vomit.
Hey guys, did you hear the royal rumours that friends have stopped inviting Prince Harry and Meghan Markle to dinner parties because they're sick of watching the pair's public displays of affection?
Meghan, sweetie, I can tell you straight up, stop kissing. He is already a prince. There's nothing more that will happen.
Here's one. Now, I've heard that Miley Cyrus and Aussie actor Liam Hemsworth have separated 8 months into their marriage. But Miley has said they've, quote, been in a similar place before and they have no intention of divorcing.
Ooh. Oh, well, Miley, sweetie, if you finish playing with your Hemsworth, put him back so that other people here can have a turn. I mean, he's no Chris, but he's definitely not the dud one Luke.
Hey, did you know that contractors for Facebook have come forward and revealed hundreds of them were hired recently to transcribe private audio conversations between users? They're not sure what the purpose of the task is, but they've reported feeling rattled by some of the vulgar conversations they've been forced to listen to.
Well, sweetie, give me a hairpiece and a keyboard and hook me up. That just sounds like a lot of fun.
A hairpiece or an earpiece?
Well, I need both, don't I? Yeah.
You are looking a bit nasty today. You might want to brush that hair.
Looked all right.
This week, online retailer ASOS has been the butt of jokes again. Just months after selling a dress that looked like an onion bag and for over $800, a new controversial item has appeared for sale. A pair of white relaxed joggers with an unsavoury brown tie-dye design that is dubbed the poopy pants by discerning shoppers.
Listen, sweetie, that's called fashion. One man's gastro is another man's inspiration.
And finally, have you heard about this new vodka that's hit the market? It's called Atomic, which is appropriate since it's made from water and rye taken from the Chernobyl explosion zone. After the nuclear meltdown, the area is so radioactive, no one is supposed to live there. But now they're producing this vodka there.
Oh, I know about this. Wayne's been using that for years. If you thought he was attractive with only one head, wait until you see now he's growing a new...
Prince Harry has sent his congratulations in a letter to wheelchair tennis champion and Logie winner Dylan Alcott, but made things a little bit awkward ending the note with, P.S. I'm wondering if you wore your Invictus game budgie smugglers on the big night. Might have come in handy in this recent UK heatwave.
Oh, God, really? Harry and budgie smugglers? Well, hopefully now I'm going to get a decent look at the crown jewels.
I've got this one here. A French couple was shocked to learn they could face 6 years in jail after attempting to smuggle 14 plastic bottles full of sand from a beach in Sardinia, Italy. The couple said they were taking the 40 kilograms of sand home as a souvenir of their holiday.
Well, I bet they were shocked when they realised they'd left their bottles filled with cocaine back on the beach.
I've heard new HBO series The Righteous Gemstones is breaking nudity taboos, with executive producer Jodie Hill stating there's a D in every episode. There are so many D's in this show that at one point we asked ourselves, are there too many D's in this show? I don't know if you'd like D's in the show. They are old man D's.
Well, sweetie, why don't you just keep those dicks coming and I'll let you know when there's way too many.
Dave Hughes admitted this week to losing almost $100,000 on an investment in a bar. The teetotaler said he had to sell his share in the venture for just a dollar.
What? I don't understand how a man who doesn't drink has lost way more money than I have at any bar.
Look, that's not enough for poor Hughesy. He's revealed that his radio co-host, Kate Langbrook, won't be back on air this year at all. She let him know about it via a pretty brutal text massage.
Well, Mikey, I hate to say, but it looks like you haven't checked your phone lately. I've been letting you know now that you haven't been required for weeks and you just keep showing up.
Nerds this week were reaching for their inhalers when they watched the new trailer for Rise of Skywalker, the latest film in the Star Wars series. In the clip, the character Rey wields a red lightsaber, which has set tongues wagging about her going to the dark side in this film.
I mean, look, far out. The girl just coordinated her lightsaber with her shoes and everyone's screaming the dark side. It's called fashion, baby. Fashion, isn't it?
Oh, God. A Melbourne builder has revealed that the tradies working on the block earn a reduced rate to meet the reality show tight budgets. He said that they take the pay cut in exchange for a bit of exposure for their business on camera.
Look, I'm really pissed off about that. I go, really? Why didn't I think of that about when I was on Gogglebox? I could have got the crew to redo my house, couldn't I?
Hey, Aussie DJ Flume has been trending on social media for the wrong reasons after actress girlfriend Paige Elkington posted an Instagram story of him simulating a sexual act on her at Nevada's Burning Man Festival.
Well, come on, these festivals are full of sex. Just remember afterwards, sir, if it's burning, yes, you should see a doctor.
Hungry Jack's are about to launch Jack's Cafe across Australia in direct competition with McDonald's McCafe, which first launched in Melbourne 25 years ago.
Well, let's be fair, the coffee they do serve at Jack's Cafe will taste like it was made 25 years ago too.
And finally, Survivor Australia host Jonathan LaPaglia has defended the integrity of the show in an Instagram post blaming sloppy editing for what seemed like a rigged result on Tuesday. Fans were outraged when his seemingly slow countdown that led to Daisy's elimination didn't match the speedy 3-2-1 he gave Simon, who became the challenge winner.
Well, come on, Simon's a goddamn hottie and I'm telling you, you can't blame him for finishing a little bit early, can you?
Sydney's late-night lockout laws are under scrutiny again, with New South Wales Premier considering removing the ban. One bar owner has said when Madonna booked his venue for her after-party, he even had to turn the pop queen away because she arrived after 1:30 a.m.
What? Madonna doesn't have to follow any laws. She's ageless, she's timeless, she can show up whenever she wants and let the bitch in.
Apple's new iPhone 11 has been brutally mocked online for its large triple camera layout on the back of the device. Haters quickly posted photos comparing it to a stovetop, an electric shaver and the Simpsons' Blinky the three-eyed fish.
Well, they can tell you they've done it all wrong. Put the camera on the front of the phone so the teenagers can take three selfies at once.
That's it.
They'll probably make trillions after that one, won't they? Now, royal watchers have this week revealed that Prince Harry does not follow in his father's fashion footsteps. Well, Charlie is known to have a bespoke suits. Oh, Jesus, man, fancy. Made by top designers for one-off events. Record shows that Harry has stepped out in his favourite $1,100 grey two-piece at least 12 times this year.
What's the big deal? His $1,100 suit is his version of trackies and a T-shirt. He's just wearing what he's comfortable on his private jet. Yeah.
Foxtel has announced that it is renewing Real Housewives of Melbourne for a fifth season. Foxtel boss Brian Walsh said it's taken 18 months because they want to shake things up and decide which housewives go and which ones stay.
Creepy Andy, get me some bubbly, book me Botox, call my agent. I'm going to be the new housewife of Melbourne.
Yay!
New South Wales government have amended their trial of a new road rule requiring motorists to slow down to 40 kilometres per hour when passing a stationary emergency vehicle with flashing lights. Now on high-speed roadways, you only need to slow down to a speed deemed reasonable for the circumstances.
I don't know what they're worried about. I always slam on my brakes when I see someone flashing on the side of the road.
Hey, Fifi Box was applauded this week when a video of her breastfeeding her three-month-old while doing live breakfast radio went viral. Box is working from home at the moment to help her balance her sleep schedule and her duties as a mother of two.
What? She's doing the radio from home? You mean I could be home in bed with my dogs instead of having come all this way to hang out with you lot?
You love hanging out with us. Come on. Australian Survivor favourite Luke Tokey only came fourth this series but has walked away from the show with more prize money than the winner, actor Pia Miranda. When Luke was eliminated in the penultimate episode, shocked fans started a GoFundMe campaign that quickly raised more than the winner's $500,000.
See, it just proves you don't have to be smart or talented. Just be the goofy one and you can win every time.
That's me. I can do it.
Qantas CEO and queer community member Alan Joyce this week defended his $24 million salary, saying the figure was set by shareholders after he was responsible for what he thinks was the biggest turnaround in corporate Australian history.
Well, Mr. Joyce, you can stop bragging because I've got lots of zeros in my Joyce salary as well. In fact, they're all zeros.
And finally, Kyle and Jackie O got a rude shock on air this week when a listener who phoned in for a competition was making grunting and panting sounds. Kyle quickly realised their caller was enjoying some alone time before the call was cut off, leaving the host horrified.
Well, all I can say is thank goodness Joy only has texts and emails because I wonder how many of them are typing one-handed.
The first celebrity revealed on 10's The Masked Singer on Monday night, Gretel Colleen. Kylie, am I pronouncing that right?
Colleen, that's right.
Colleen had said that the show was like a nightmare for her. The author, comedian, commentator and OG Big Brother host said that throughout the top secret filming and always in costume, she felt lonely, couldn't walk properly or see where she was going.
What does she mean a nightmare? To me, it sounds like a normal Saturday night after the peel.
Hey, did you hear? A British man has been jailed after thinking he'd escaped a police car chase and collision. The man told The Fuzz that his car had been stolen, but they placed him near the scene via McDonald's drive-through security footage.
It doesn't stop there. They also found out he's in cahoots with the Hamburglar.
There are calls from Washington for President Trump to be impeached. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that the president must be held accountable for his betrayal of his oath of office, betrayal of our national security, and the betrayal of the integrity of our elections.
Impeached? I thought they said he was impeached. That'd explain why he's so orange.
Hey, it's been confirmed that Jurassic Park star Laura Dern herself has said that she'll reprise her role alongside Sam Neill and Jeff Goldblum in the upcoming Jurassic World 3.
Well, that would make sense. The series is about dinosaurs.
It's resurrecting dinosaurs. A Louisiana woman has reported to a local sheriff that she bit a camel's testicles in self-defense. The woman climbed into the camel's pen at a truck stop to rescue her dog when the camel sat on her. All she could do was free herself was to bite down on a low-hanging fruit.
So what, did the camel get off? No, wait, I mean, did the camel get up?
More celebrities have been unmasked on 10's The Masked Singer, and this week the alien was revealed to be popular guest singer Nikki Webster. Before her unmasking, she gave away the clue, "Bars around the world have a drink named after me," alluding to the name of her first song in the cocktail, The Strawberry Kisses. The Strawberry Kiss.
Do you know, I had a lot of people contact me thinking that I might have been the alien because I've got a drink named after me and it's called the Cowboy.
What?
Well, it's called the Sucking Cowboy.
Ah. Yeah. Right.
Meanwhile, contestant Wendell Saylor has spoken out about international guesser Lindsay Lohan's behaviour on set. He said that filming the final episode took 11 hours because Lindsay kept demanding meal breaks, which lasted an hour long.
Well, sweetheart, I'm telling you, you can't have a meal break that was longer than your career. Full stop.
Oh,
some Hollywood gossip right now. Matt Damon has revealed he turned down the lead for the second highest grossing movie ever made, Avatar. Director James Cameron had promised the star 10% of the box office earnings if he signed on. Otherwise, he could... what was that? Otherwise... he'd find an unknown and to play Jack Sully. The part, which went to Aussie Sam Worthington, could have earned Damon $250 million.
What, how much? For that amount of money, you could stick me in the jungle in a loincloth and paint me bloody blue.
Did you see last night, Scott Cam gave three couples on the block the news that they no longer have enough budget left to complete their project, and they need to ensure that they at least get plasterboard on the walls so the other two can still go to auction to find a winner.
What? The place is in St Kilda. All you need to do is tell them it's the minimalist look and the minimalist.
I'll pay a fortune.
What living was it again?
It's minimal.
Like the minimal.
Yeah, minimalist. And finally, Qantas CEO Alan Joyce. He comes up every week, doesn't he, Andy? He comes up every week. Alan Joyce will marry his longtime partner, Shane Lloyd, in Sydney next month. As Australia's highest paid CEO, earning 270 times the national average salary, there's sure to be no expense spared.
Yes, I hear the Veronicas have already RSVP'd for the ceremony, but they're only expecting to last as far as the reception. It'll be removed before the reception.
Got we all need to read today.
Another two Masked Singers have been revealed this week on Channel 10's reality singing guessing game. The sixth secluded celebrity hiding inside the dragon costume was Aussie country music star Adam Brand. After a caning from the judges from last week's poor performance, Brand could finally reveal he'd been suffering from a chest infection as well as an adverse reaction to his antibiotics.
An adverse reaction? You mean the dragon was breathing fire from both ends?
In more TV news, Network 10's upfronts for their 2020 season will be held tomorrow at the Jam Factory in South Yarra. Amongst the star-studded lineup, we're expecting to get our first look at who the new batch of MasterChef judges will be.
I don't want to give anything away, but I do need to pick up my cravat from the dry cleaners this afternoon.
I wish to see you there. US soda giant Dr. Pepper is reportedly launching a new cream soda flavoured drink in March next year.
Well, I think that sounds fantastic, as long as it doesn't taste like that Dr. Pepper.
A video has gone viral of an applicant cheating his way through a job interview over Skype. The man applying for an IT position was caught out lip-syncing while someone else answered the recruiter questions. At one point, he didn't move his mouth at all while someone off-camera spoke for him.
Well, I can't say he mightn't have a future in IT, but he could try out for next season's of RuPaul's Drag Race. He could lip-sync for his wife.
Yeah. Finally, General Manager of Donut King, Andrew Badcock... Oh, God, Badcock, went against the official donut code of practice this week, revealing that the raspberry jam filling most bakers use for their jam donuts is actually applesauce with colour and flavouring added. He said it provided the jammy texture without the raspberry seeds consumers dislike.
Well, that's not too bad. I'm more worried about what they use for their powdered sugar.
More Masked Singers were unveiled on Channel 10's hit singing guessing show, including The Spider. The webbed celeb, revealed as Bollini, was tricked into giving away the identity of the monster in her morning after interviews yesterday.
Look, it is no secret that the wolf is Millsy. He lives only a block from the studio and we can usually hear him howling out the window in the morning.
Royal stalkers have reported that the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle, has recently stepped out in, heaven forbid, a recycled outfit. Attending a charity event on Tuesday night, fans noticed she was wearing the same dress she wore at the announcement of her engagement to Harry in 2017.
Look, she probably just picked it off the floor, did the sniff test and put it back on. I mean, don't we all do it?
A woman has gone viral recently when she set up a camera and attempted to show off her yoga prowess on a fallen log across a river. The woman was red-faced and wet when she lost her balance and ended up in the drink.
Aww. What would you call that pose? The downward doggy paddle?
Have you been keeping up with the Kardashians?
No.
Anyway, Kanye has some qualms with Kim and her fashion choices. He claims they're too sexy.
Take a number, sweetheart. We've all got a problem with the Kardashians.
Finally, Jennifer Aniston joined Instagram this week, posting her first photo, a 25-year reunion selfie with all of her five friends' castmates. She quickly amassed 1.8 million followers, which is more than Instagram could handle, causing her page to crash and had fans tweeting, "Oh my God, how can I follow Jennifer Aniston?"
Just like the rest of us, look at her B-grade movies on Netflix.
Oh, damn, Tom.
We can do Don, Jennifer. I love Jennifer. Sorry about that. You're right, but some of those movies are terrible.
I can do Jennifer like that. She's just out there hustling like the rest of us.
Is this hustling?
A man has had his beef with Domino's Pizza this week when he claimed his vegan pizza contained actual ham. Domino's apologised for the error but dealt him another blow by sending out a voucher that covered the cost of a traditional pizza but not enough for the higher price of the meatless vegan pizza.
Come on, buddy. You're dealing with Domino's. You're lucky you didn't wake up with a horse head next to you.
Did you guys hear that Tiffany & Co. have filed a claim for over $109 million against the Sydney Metro project? They're claiming lost business and increased costs have been forced to, as they've been forced to move their flagship store and offices to make up for the rail project.
What, only $109 million? No one would notice they had an extra $1,000 and give me that ring I've been looking for.
Kanye West's former bodyguard has called the rapper the most difficult client ever, saying they he won't even press elevator doors himself. What's more, he says he was fired after only 14 days merely for introducing himself to West's wife, Kim Kardashian.
Oh, yeah, but they didn't mention how many staff have quit as soon as Kim talks to them.
Have you seen Sarah Jessica Parker's in town? The Sex and the City star is here to launch her new perfume, Lovely, at Chemist Warehouse stores.
Ooh, what? Ooh. Is that why she's here? I put $20 on her to win the Melbourne Cup.
Finally, a photo has gone viral this week that has had Baseball World Series fans outraged. The pic shows a young man in front row seats wearing his team's hat and jersey but paying absolutely no attention to the game. Instead, he's focused squarely on his smartphone and his game of Clash Royale.
Well, I can tell you once, I paid $300 to see Britney Spears. I wish I had Clash Royale on my phone then.
What's your qualm against Britney, huh?
Oh, I love Britney. I went, she mimed Thank You, Goodbye and was already half off the stage before she, and then she turned back around, oh, yeah, that's right, and just waved at the crowd. Actually, Australia had taken the mickey out of her for the last few shows, so she arrived in Melbourne with an attitude.
I got free tickets to that because the circus one.
They've just given them away.
No, they literally gave them to anyone kind of in the industry to fill up the seats for the people that did pay.
She didn't
sadly.
Even try, did she?
Like she sings one song, and that was the one that she sits down right, yeah. and goes up into
There's
the
no
sky.
There's no toxic?
No, but she was hot. I actually was not a Britney fan until live, and that little... that parties that they were having on stage was hot.
I love having Jess just look fan out like this. New side of Jess. It's like two Toms in front of me.
She was all like sweaty and glistening and sexy.
All right, that's enough for you.
Hang on, you nearly got me swapping teams there.
Channel 10 have quashed rumours that The Masked Singer Season 2 will drop international judge Lindsay Lohan, stating they'll be back next year with the same host and the same lineup of four judges.
Can you believe it? Every week she was so excited to see somebody she'd never heard of take off a mask. It was her biggest acting gig ever.
Hey guys, Aussie actor Liam Hemsworth has reportedly begun rebuilding his $9.9 million mansion that was destroyed in the Malibu wildfires last November. What makes this awkward is that it's only metres away from the home of his ex Miley Cyrus, who's just moved in with new boyfriend Cody Simpson.
No! You think it's awkward now? Just wait until the wrecking ball arrives. Miley won't be able to stay away.
Spanish actress, model and singer Brisa Fenoy turned heads this week at the... I can't pronounce that.
Yves Saint Laurent
fragrance launch. Thank you, Thomas. She strolled into the red carpet wearing a sheer cat suit and absolutely nothing underneath.
Well, that serves them right for holding it on her laundry day.
Zac Efron's latest thirst trap. I don't think I've ever said that in my life. A photo showing off his unattainable torso and platinum blonde mop in a sauna. Has sent followers in the comment section. Apparently the drawstring poking out of the top of his boardies had fans zooming in, hoping to see something else. squats in the pair of shorts.
Oh, God. Well, sweetie, I don't care how good your abs are. If I can mistake that piece of string, well, goodbye.
Rapper Kanye West has appeared on James Corden's talk show this week, boasting about his $68 million US dollar tax return. Oh, my God.
You know what? I keep telling him, you can't claim being married to Kim Kardashian as a charitable donation.
Look, it's been revealed this week that the original pilot episode for Game of Thrones was a complete disaster, causing HBO to order characters to be recast and reshoots of almost every single scene. In fact, the only scene that reportedly survived the original version was the sex scene between Ross and Tyrion.
Well, you know what? If only they would have deleted the whole of last season and just kept the sex scenes, it might have been tolerable.
Hey, guys, did you hear the Hemsworth have expanded their property portfolio in Byron Bay? With little brother Liam snapping up a 35-hectare property worth 4.25 million buckaroos last weekend. On top of Chris's 7 mil property and their parents' $4.3 million property, it's thought that the family currently owns $17 million worth of coastal camion.
Well, all I can say is they better keep buying it up fast because the dud brother Luke might come in.
Poor bloke. Luke, if you ever want to come into the show, by the way, I'm more than welcome. There's no need to put up the Christmas tree anymore, Tom. Have you seen the latest Christmas trend for men is fairy lights for your beard? Beard lights come with a power pack, clips, and a string of 18 LED globes.
Well, sweetie, do they also sell them in six packs for bum fluff on your chin?
No, I've looked.
A man was seen to be turned around from the birdcage on Melbourne Cup Day for not adhering to the venue's strict dress code enforced for any gentleman over the age of 12. This man's criminal couture from the banned items list was a humble cravat.
Really? The things I'll do to keep Matt Preston away from the good champagne.
Finally, Welsh rugby referee Nigel Owens has responded to a tweet stating that a car advertisement he features in teaching a wild bear the art of sophistication, including giving it a haircut and teaching it the cello, prompted cruelty to bears. He blew the whistle on stupidity, revealing to Twitter that the bear in the ad was a man in a costume and not actually a real bear.
Sweetie, you think teaching a bear to play the cello is cruel? You should see what they do to him at the Laird on Saturday night.
Okay, so Sir Richard Branson launched tickets for his latest venture yesterday. Virgin Voyages will boast a fleet of 4 adults-only cruise ships, which Branson says will feature mood-lit cabins, a tattoo parlour, and every table will be made for dancing on.
What if there's tabletop dancing on a rocket ship? I hope they have hip replacement surgery on board as well.
Hey, guys, there was drama at the Bachelorette last night when Angie couldn't decide which of the final 3 suitors to send home. She was in tears. She was quite the carry-on, actually, saying she'd fallen in love with pieces of each of the men.
Pieces?
Oh, well, at least it's better than the honey badger. He didn't want any of them. But what, Angie, she wants them all.
That's true.
Well, Angie did finally make a decision, giving a rose each to Carlin and Tim, leaving Osha asking Ryan to say his goodbyes. Walking him out to the limo, Angie told him he deserves someone who knew right from the beginning that he was the one.
Mm. Oh, yeah, so the other two deserve to be strung along for 12 weeks on a reality show.
A pilot has been awarded $438,000 after wrongful imprisonment and a 6-month work suspension for being accused of indecent exposure at his 10th floor hotel window. The charge was thrown out when he explained he was on the phone preparing to take a shower and had no idea passengers in the terminal could see him admiring the beautiful morning.
There's nothing wrong with that, as long as the sun was the only thing rising.
Oh, this is sad. The heavy heart, I say. Finally, Kate Ritchie revealed recently that her final days on Home and Away were tough for her. The 20-year veteran of the series said before she'd even finished filming her final series, an unnamed co-star had stripped her name from her prime position in Pigeonhole and claimed it as their own.
Well, Mikey, that reminds me. Here's all your junk that's cluttered up my locker at Joy. Now, move on, boy. Move on.
Did you hear? A man caught dealing drugs in the car park at an Aldi supermarket market won't be going grocery shopping again for a while he was sent to prison for at least 2 years. The Sydney man was convicted of 30 drug-related charges, including supply of prohibited drugs, possession of prohibited drugs, and dealing with the proceeds of drugs.
Really? I thought Audi car parks would be like dealing in international waters.
Good work. Hey, Christian Bale revealed a shocking tidbit about hanging up his Batman cape. The Academy Award-winning actor took on the role as the Caped Crusader in three films known as the Dark Knight Trilogy, but refused to do a fourth after making a pact with director Chris Nolan that three would be their limit.
What, because his voice just couldn't handle talking like a death metal singer anymore?
Thousands of Disney Plus accounts have reportedly been compromised, being sold or even given away for free on the dark web less than a week after the streaming service's initial launch.
And police are currently questioning their suspect, called Stan.
A Russian bodybuilder dubbed Popeye has undergone life-saving surgery, having 1.4 kilograms of petroleum jelly implants and dead muscle removed from his 61-centimetre biceps. His surgeon said the massive implants could have caused death or required amputation if left untreated.
Do you reckon make my appendix bigger doesn't translate very well in Russian?
Finally, France was rocked by a magnitude 4.8 earthquake this week, but the tremors have geologists baffled. The seismic activity... activity isn't expected to occur in that part of the world.
Well, I can tell you, I haven't seen that much French crack outside the World Movie Channel.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk was left red-faced this week, revealing his futuristic Cybertruck live on stage. In a demonstration of the vehicle's bulletproof glass, Musk effortlessly put a couple of small rocks through two of the windows.
Well, you can't blame him because he probably knows that rocks won't exist in the future.
Okay, is Leon doing this one? I don't know.
Magda Szubanski has confirmed a rumour that she was never actually in the same room with Kim Kardashian West to film their iconic new Uber Eats ad. She said she had a long phone conversation with the international star, but Sharon Strzelecki's busy schedule didn't allow them to actually meet.
Let's be honest, the producers probably didn't want poor Kim to get a pash rash.
Celine Dion revealed this week that the most titanic song of her career, My Heart Will Go On, didn't appeal to her when she was asked to record it. In fact, she said they only ever recorded a demo vocal of the song and James Horner orchestrated the music around that.
What? There was only ever one tape? I wish they would have left that one at the bottom of the bloody ocean.
Oh my lordy, it was gorgeous. It's been revealed that before filming the Uber Eats ad, Kim Kardashian West had a long phone conversation with Magda Szubanski to get her part right. On the call, she revealed she had never heard of netball before.
Well, sweetheart, in a few years, we're never going to heard of you either. Yeah. Let's hope, anyway.
A serial shoplifter who has been banned from entering any shop in England has been caught red-handed yet again. The 33-year-old faced court in breach of her unusual bail conditions and stealing a $12 sandwich.
What, she was banned from a shopping centre? Wayne, if you're listening, don't you even think about it. Yeah.
Channing Tatum was in town this week promoting his Magic Mike live show touring Australia next year. Appearing on the project, Tatum was bewildered when asked if he'd ever used a slice of bread to pad his jocks and smooth out unsightly bumps.
What, a slice of bread? Have you seen the movie? He used the whole bloody baguette.
The wood cladding used on the outside of hundreds of McDonald's store has been deemed to be combustible. The New South Wales Civil Tribunal has ordered the cladding to be removed from all the restaurants as it poses a fire risk.
What, they decided that wood catches fire? Next in other news, water is also wet.
Finally, a Netflix documentary has exposed a heap of behind-the-scenes secrets about classic Christmas film Home Alone. Stone. It's been revealed that John Candy filmed his cameo in 23 straight hours. They could have been a bit bent hours too, but they were straight as well. So earning only $414 for the gig. That was a lot of money back then. In fact, the actor that played the pizza delivery boy earned more than the comic megastar Candy did.
And I bet you the pizza delivery is where John Candy spent his $414 pay as well.
Oh, John, you did it. Do you know, actress Liz Hurley, which I sat next to once at the cricket because we both got box seats because my nephew plays cricket for Australia, FYI if you didn't know, has revealed her favourite on-screen smooch. Answering fan questions on Andy Cohen's chat show, she chose Ed TV co-star Matthew McConaughey as her prime patter.
Oh, poor Warnie. At least it'll always be Sharon Skrilecki's favourite kisser.
I always forget the bubbles. It's not funny without bubbles. Sorry.
Walmart Canada has been forced to apologise and remove risque Christmas sweaters from its online store. The knitted jumpers featured images of Santa engaging in illicit substances resembling snow, getting spanked by Mrs. Claus and roasting his chestnuts on an open fire.
Sounds like Santa's having FOMO after reading through his naughty list. Yeah.
Ukraine tennis player Artem Barman scored an embarrassing loss this week in a bizarre televised game. It's in what's called a golden match. His Thai opponent won 48 straight points and the match, obviously, against him.
What, he didn't win a point? Do you think maybe he was suffering from projectile dysfunction?
Hey, in a red carpet appearance, former Hollywood It girl Megan Fox has revealed she sends her three sons to an organic, sustainable, vegan school. She went on to say, "We don't step on ants, we don't rip flowers out of the ground because we think that they're beautiful, and I teach them plants are sentient beings with feelings, thoughts and emotions."
Oh, well, good on you, sweetheart. You're not worried about hurting the plants' feelings, but you don't mind me sitting through that awful Transformers movie.
Finally, Miley Cyrus has been flaunting a new tat that fans think could be a jab at her ex, Liam Hemsworth. The Wrecking Ball singer has inked the word freedom across her knuckles.
What? It says freedom? I thought it said Frieda Good Home.
A young bride got the shock of her life this week when she bumped into a celebrity aisle on her wedding day. The UK couple getting married on the Gold Coast found themselves celebrating their nuptials in the same pub where Hollywood heartthrob Liam Hemsworth was enjoying a bevy.
Do you think her wedding day might be a bad time to use her celebrity hall pass?
Hey, also, actor Kumail Nanjiani is the latest star to post a thirst trap pic on his socials. Currently filming Marvel's Eternals movie, he revealed his extreme body transformation for the new superhero role.
Let's be honest, all those crap superhero movies, the only good thing about it is the hot bods we get to perv on.
It's true.
I love them all. Some other radio station, Triple J, have run into the annual hiccup with public voting for their hottest 100 countdown. The broadcaster has been forced to put out a tweet asking voters to please stop voting for Baby Yoda. It's not a song.
Well, here at Joy, we don't discriminate. If Baby Yoda identifies, we'll play his song. We're quite happy.
Hey, singer Ollie Murs has reportedly already racked up a $23 million fortune in the decade since winning UK X Factor. The secret to his success is he pays himself a near-average weekly wage of $1,900 to avoid blowing his cash.
Oh, how boring. Does his mother drop off his little lunchbox as his gigs as well?
A little ham sandwich or something. Finally, for this decade, how do we even notice that that was actually what it was? New Zealand rugby sevens team, Cape Town, have the tradition of posing nude after each win or milestone. Celebrating his 50th tournament, player Sam Dixon nuded up and climbed onto the shoulders of teammate Kirk Baker on the Instagram snap.
He was naked, sitting on a man's shoulders. Well, guess what? That makes him literally a dickhead.
Oh!
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.